this evening. The first one being Deer Brooks subdivision 2008-16 final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the Deer Brooks single family subdivision located at the end of Autumn Road west of John J. Williams Highway Route 24. The property will contain 120 lots and is zoned GR General Residential District with a 10,000 square foot minimum lot size. It will be served with central water and sewer services. Sidewalks are planned on both sides of the street and recreational amenities are required. The Planning Commission granted a preliminary subdivision approval on August 18th, 2010 with conditions. There are no significant changes from the preliminary plan and it complies with the requirements of approval. The Planning Office is in receipt from all of the agency approvals and the plan shall expire July 1st of this year unless the plan has been recorded. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Chairman, and my motion is for approval as a final subdivision plan for the Deer Brook subdivision number 2008-16.
I will second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Deer Brook subdivision 2008-16 final subdivision plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is a Route 54 Veterinary Clinic preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the establishment of a veterinary clinic. The property is zoned AR1 Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 18, Parcel 12. The property is located on the north side of Lighthouse Road, west of Dickerson Road. The use as a veterinary clinic requires a conditional use. The Planning Commission recommended approval of the conditional use on July 30th, 2015. The County Council approved the conditional use at their meeting of September 15th, 2015. The plan complies with the condition of approval and the zoning code, and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals.
So this really could be
It could be both preliminary and final if you so choose.
Okay. All right. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve preliminary and final site plan for conditional use number 2023, Route 54 Veterinary Clinic.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the Route 54 Veterinary Clinic conditional use number 2023 site plan as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Coastal Club Land Bay 2 preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the creation of 82 duplex units within the Coastal Club development. The property is zoned MRRPC, Medium Density Residential District, Residential Plan Community. The property is located on the north side, on the south side of Beaver Dam Road. The 82 duplex units is in compliance with the conditions of approval of the plan. The site complies with the zoning code. The plan will provide sidewalks and streetlights within the development. The final site plan will come back before the Planning Commission as it is a part of an RPC once all agency approvals have been received.
And Mr. Chairman, my motion is for approval of Coastal Club Land Bay number 2 as a preliminary site plan with the final site plan to come back before the commission after receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We moved and seconded to approve the Coastal Club Land Bay 2 preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the Reserves preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of an underground propane tank field for the development. The property is located on the southwest of Woodland Avenue. The property is zoned MRRPC, Medium Density Residential District, Residential Plan Community. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 468.13, or a portion of it. As it is a part of an RPC, the underground propane storage tank requires review by the Planning Commission. The location of the underground propane tank field will be located within a portion of the open space. The area will be fenced and there will be landscaping around the area. The plan complies with the zoning code and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals.
So this could be a final also?
Yes, it could.
Yeah,
it should be.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that for preliminary and final, I guess it would be final.
Well, both preliminary both. And final.
Okay,
both.
Preliminary and final for the reserves.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the reserves preliminary site plan as both a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The next item is Lands of Norwood on Mount Joy Road, minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of two parcels with a residual and the expansion of it in the existing 50-foot easement. Two of the parcels will have access off of the 50-foot easement, and the residual will have access off Mount Joy Road. Tract one will be 6.47 acres, tract two will be 7.48 acres. Tract two will have access, will have land across the easement. The easement will go over the existing driveway. The residual will be 13.61 acres. The property is zoned AR1 Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 234, MAP 29, Parcel 29. The property is located on the west side of Mount Joy Road, north of John J. Williams Highway. Staff notes that the property line between Tract 2 and the residual will need to be relocated to accommodate the setbacks for the cell tower, and staff is awaiting approval from DLDOT.
What is the line that has to be moved?
This line over here, if you look for what it says, new combined parcel C, there's a little compound in the lower left-hand corner. Right adjacent to that is the property line. That's going to need to be relocated to accommodate.
From this way or that way?
It needs to go to the left to accommodate the cell tower.
Because there's a buffer requirement.
Because there is a setback requirement for the cell tower.
And the cell tower has been approved?
The cell tower has been approved and it is existing.
So then all of this becomes one lot?
Yes.
And then all of this becomes the other lot?
Well, sorry. This becomes one lot, this becomes one lot, and that becomes one lot.
Okay, and the access to this lot?
Is off Mount Joy Road, and the access to these two lots is through this easement that is shown in the middle.
So, do we get them to move the line first, or do we give them preliminary approval and then move the line?
You could give them preliminary approval and then have them move the line. And if you want to see it back, we can bring it back once they've moved the line.
If you give it consideration for approval, any further subdivision shall require public hearing. If you grant approval, you can't go any further because they've basically maxed
right.
out. By this drawing, the way it's drawn.
But they still have to go to DLDOT, and they still have to move the
line. Oh yeah, still go to DLDOT. We still have to get the line corrected, but typically they come in with sketches. This just had to be almost like a final survey, and it'll have to be tweaked just to get that line corrected. But if we can pick it up on the staff level without having to bring it back.
Where they don't have to bring it back.
Yeah, right. We can take care of it at staff level. Just make it a condition that the line move.
Mr. Chairman, considering the lands of Norwood on Mount Joy Road, minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement, my motion is for approval of preliminary, and then upon them getting DLDOT approval and moving the line so that the buffer zone between the property line and the cell tower is within code, a final can be granted by staff.
Second.
The move and seconded to approve the lands of Norwood on Mount Joy Road minor subdivision plan with a 50-foot easement. Subject to the resolution of the lot line issue by the staff, can process it to its end. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Marvel on Camp Road, minor subdivision with 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of two parcels with a residual and the creation of a 50-foot easement. Lot 1 will be 5 acres, lot 2 will be 10.875 acres, and the residual will be 20.739 acres. Lots 1 and 2 will have frontage along the proposed 50-foot easement. The easement will go over an existing driveway. The property is zoned AR1 Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 232, MAP 6, Parcel 42.01. The property is located off Camp Road and Discount Land Road, and staff is awaiting approval from DLDOT. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant approval of the lands of Marvel and Camp Road with a minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement as a preliminary with final by staff upon receipt of approval from DLDOT.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the lands of Marvel on Camp Road as a minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement as a concept with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of confirmation from DLDOT. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right then, that completes our other business for the evening. We have additional business. We have one item, a discussion regarding the comprehensive plan.
Thank you. There was discussion via email and staff